just landed and it's just a short drive to the show flat.
Oh, you see Lentong model almost done it. Wow, fast huh? You see Lentong hills. Oh, they built wow, very fast.
Developer Hong Leong asked me to come and take video, but this is the only time I'm free ah, come.
Lentong Central Residences by Coco Land, Hong Leong and CSE Land. 477 units, TOP 2028-2029. You see the name so straightforward. Where you stay? Lentong Central. Lentong Central lah.
Not like La Vida. Don't even know where is it. Here already want to dance.
Now let's recap how much they ever bought the land for. 982 per square feet per plot ratio. And there are only two bidders. The second goes to Frasers, who bid at 927 per square feet, which means developer got it at 5.9% higher than second bidder. OCR land prices with MRT right now below 1,000 per square feet is getting rarer and rarer leh. So how much do developers sell their three bidders at? So you put in all the construction costs, agent fees, show flat, stamp duty, interest costs, taxes, all the fee, fair and fees, and with their profit margin, they should be selling at around 1,950 per square feet. Below 2,000 per square feet for a project with MRT, is getting rarer and rarer also. And with today's seller's market, do you think developer will sell at this price? Yes, I know Lentor is far, but with the Lentor station, you just need to take 26 minutes to my favorite 10N shopping mall. Yes, yes, I know. You want to tell me Lentong so many projects, a lot of competition, right? Yeah lah, now let me show you the surrounding land prices. Lentong Modern was the first one to be sold here and the land price of 1,200 per square feet. Second one, Lentong Hills, 1,060. Third one goes to Hilok, 1,108 per square feet. Followed by Lentoria, 1,130 per square feet, and you have your Lentong Mansion, 980 per square feet. Now you have your Lentong Central Residences, 982 per square feet. And if you can still remember in my Hilok review, if you really want to buy something that has value, the land plot beside Hilok Green, I guess they are launching about quarter 3, quarter 4 next year. They only bought the land at 982 per square feet, which means if you compare Hilok Green and the next year launch, the developer bought the land 11.4% cheaper than Hilok Green. Also no school . Also next to MRT . Now let's look at site plan. You have two blocks here. You have like 1, 2, 3, 4 pools. And my favorite over here. This is the master plan for Lentor Central. Now let's look at unit mix. 1 and 2 bidder about 56% and 3, 4 bidder 44%. Now is the important part. If you buy this project, will it be Giant Huakui or will it be Cai Tao? Now I'm going to share with you all the floor plans with the indicative price by the developer and my average price. And this project, I remember, is about 27 stories. So my average price is on the 13th floor lo. 1 bidder 463 square feet. Take note, this project is harmonization. That means aircon latch is not calculated in the built-in area. Starting from 975,000, average 1.04 million, 2,245 per square feet. Wow, still got below 1 million . Wow, I always thought that anything with MRT station confirm more than 1 million. 1 plus study 581 square feet. I don't have the starting price, so I'm going to guess. Average 1.3 million, 2,245 per square feet. The next one, 2 bed, 2 bath, 678 square feet.
Oi, they don't have 2-bed 1-bath
Oh yo, this one got standard.
No window, cannot walk. Hey, cannot walk. Eat healthy.
From 1.388 million, average 1.48 million, 2,180 per square feet. Hey, everything you see now is like very cheap, right? Of course lah, because Ori City Fringe prices different. Elta very near to City Fringe prices also different. Park Town is 5,000 people on a small shopping mall. So the price is different ma. 2 plus study is 786 square feet. Average 1.71 million, 2,180 per square feet. Something you can stay. 3 bed, 2 bath. This one very important, you can walk hey. From 1.813 million, average 1.94 million, 2,120 per square feet. Nowadays, you say your budget is 1.8, 1.9 million. I don't think there's any new launch that you can buy. And some more, this one got MRT station. 3 bed, 3 bath, 1076 square feet. And this one can walk hey lah.
I see, got window, then can eat fried rice, fried noodle.
Wow, very cool.
This toilet got window, very important. Wow. Yeah. Toilet or window. Alright.
average 2.28 million, 2,120 per square feet. 4-bed, 3-bath, 1,184 square feet. From 2.368 million, my average 2.52 million, 2,130 per square feet. You talk about previous new launch, wow, 4-bedder is like what? 2.8 million, 2.9 million, 3 million, higher floor, 3.2 million. Now you see the price is more humane. If you think it's too cheap, don't worry. They have the biggest layout here. 1399 square feet, 4-bed, 3-bath.
Wow, this one is for Giant Parkway. Born in the right family. Wow. Landscape. Ooh, okay. Fried rice.
Average 2.94 million, 2,100 per square feet. Not bad lah, still below 3 million lah. Now I want to be very honest with you. There are so many Lentor projects, and I strongly recommend people to buy these two projects, which is Lentor Hills Residences and Lentor Mansion. Because these two projects are good and is within this black circle. Yes, you are correct. The black circle is within the 1 kilometer to CHIJ St. Nicholas. Lentor Central is out of the circle. Hillock is also out of the circle. And Hillock is the best to compare whether if you buy Lentor Central today is good or bad lah. I don't use Lentor Modern because Lentor Modern is a pink color plot. So you want to compare apple with apple, Hillock is the closest to compare. Hillock Green, 474 units. See, very good to compare ah. Your one 477 units ma. The first project that starts the harmonization new launch in Lentor area is Lentor Mansion. So anything before Lentor Mansion is not harmonization. And Hillock Green is one of them. Let's look at their launch day price. They launched in November 2023. Wow, so fast, man. Wow, time flies, About 1 year plus already, eh. Wow, their one bedder 1.2 million, Why so expensive? Two bed, two bath 1.48, 1.5 million. Wow, 真的吗? Three bed, two bath 1.9, 1.915, 1.933. Let's see their four bedder, 1184. 2.388 million. And just note that Hillock Green includes aircon ledge. So with the same size as Lentor Central, Lentor Central size is bigger lah. Go back to those prices that I showed you just now. These people who bought this layout are chui already. Gua. Which is people who bought the one beta. It's so expensive, man. Wow. Hey, but no lah. Let's hope all the people in Hillock Green, you make so much money, especially the one beta buyers, so that the rest of the people huat until siao, man. So let's hope everyone do well. By now, you should know whether Lentor Central prices is good or disgusting. Lentor Modern, 84% sold on day one. Lentor Hills, 50%. Hillock, 27.6%. Now you understand why lor. Lentoria Yi, 19%. Lentor Mansion, very good, 75%. Then how about Lentor Central? Now let's summarize. Now let's talk about location. As you all know, I don't really like Lentor. And I strongly recommend people to buy these two projects before, which is Lentor Hills and Lentor Mansion. Because these two projects has an advantage when you resell next time, because these two projects has 1 kilometer to CHIJ St. Nicholas. But in today's market, if you prefer new launch with MRT station, you can take a direct train to my favorite 10N shopping mall. And for that, I'm giving 6.5. Launch pricing, government did a good job by releasing so many lands here in Lentor to increase the supply so that prices will stabilize. And this leads to not many developers want to buy here, and they can't buy too high for the land. Then now you understand why developer can still afford to sell you 1 year, 3 months ago's prices. So for that, I'm giving
7.5.
Exit strategy. Yes, you are competing with a lot of people. Correct, but the most important thing is still your entry price. Today is not 2022, today is not 2023, it's not even 2024, and we are already in 2025, and there is still such price super near to MRT station. I'm giving 6.5. Overall service score, 6.8 stars. Now let's have some fun. What's the percentage sold on launch day? I'll be guessing 70% and my wife 60%. This is my company's number, 86060670. If you want to know more about this project, you can WhatsApp this number. If you're not ready, don't worry. And this year, I tell you first, there is quite a few good ones that I'm eyeing. Your opportunity will come very soon. You definitely do not want to miss out the rest of the deals. Do subscribe and I see you in the next video.